Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Blogger News on the Radio. My name is Simon Barrett, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes. This is another in our News in Review series, and this week we're going to be expanding our coverage to include both the Kaylee Anthony and the Hayley Cummings cases. Joining me in the studio is my wife, Jan. Hi,
hi.
Jan.
Hi, everyone.
From Sin City, crime writer, author, and broadcaster, Denny Griffin. Hi, Denny.
Hi. Glad to be with you again.
Nice to see you're getting some recognition in the Vegas press. That was a good story.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciated it.
Okay. Now, I'm not quite sure where Sean Krause is. I'm hoping that he's going to be with us shortly. I do hope that it wasn't a result of a website that Jan found this morning that crucified the whole lot of us. And apparently, Sean Krause is the most foul-mouthed person on the web. Congratulations, Sean. And, of course, we have our Pacific Northwest correspondent, Ms. Pickles. Hi, Pickles.
Hello.
Okay, and the last bit of administrivia. Our switchboard is open, and we do welcome your calls and comments. The number to call is area code 646-378-1120. So, let's kick off the discussion. Obviously, the big event of the week was the memorial service. Jan, what did you make of it? I know you watched it.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I can't call it a memorial service for Kaylee, because I think the whole thing was set up for Casey and not Kaylee. I don't think it had anything to do. Well, it did have something to do with Kaylee, but I think it was aimed towards Casey instead.
Denny, your thoughts?
I agree with Jan. It was about what I expected, unfortunately.
Me too. But there was a little part of me that kept wishing that they would have the decency enough to make it for Kaylee. You know, I mean, let her have that, at least the 2 hours that the memorial service was, but they just couldn't do it. I mean, look at them, they were wearing pins for Casey instead, and that was so obvious.
I think I'd say it lived down to my expectations.
Nice one. What about you, Pickles? Your thoughts on it?
Well, I knew that it was going to be for Casey because it's been about Casey the whole time. This whole since Kaylee was reported missing, just about her innocence and freeing her. And I didn't even watch it because I knew. I knew exactly what was going to happen, and it was just a support rally for a murderer that they support. So obviously, their freedom hinges on her freedom, is the way I look at it now, because
okay.
They are supporting her.
We have a caller on the line from the 417 area code. What's your name and what's your question?
Hi, everybody. This is Nikki, and I just wanted to ask anybody their opinion about what Lee said about CMA. You know, they said he was talking about all three of them.
I don't believe that. I think it was strictly for Casey. I don't
know anything
to do with the others.
Yeah, and he didn't have a pin on of Kaylee
right.
either. Yeah,
he did. He had the shamrock on, but not for his sister. But not, he didn't have the other one on for Kaylee. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
It's okay,
He's been calling them Cindy and Kaylee since they've ever had their faces all over the TV. They know they were talking to Casey.
That was a code word. That was a code to her.
That
I
was
mean,
a shame.
Baez was probably sitting right there with it already recorded or something, so Casey could see it on his laptop.
And just kind
because
of ruined
they wanted it.
It.
They wanted it private, remember? They wanted a
mm-hmm.
private meeting so they could have told each other that privately, but they wouldn't allow it. So they had to do it publicly.
Right.
And it was,
right.
That's terrible.
I mean, it
and
was terrible. I mean,
probably to keep his mouth shut.
Oh, yeah.
And they're trying to have a private jail meeting where they won't have it taped, you know, with her, you know, and her parents having the funeral.
Yeah, well, I think it's a big mistake. I think they ought to make them do it just like everybody else does. Don't give them special privileges.
I don't think they'll be able to do it, though, do you guys?
Well, I hope not.
No, me neither.
Well, they didn't give them, I've read that the jail has said before that Miss Anthony is no different than any other inmate, and if they're not going to do it for one inmate, they're not going to do it for another.
No, but the thing is, though, they have made so many other exceptions for this family. Mm-hmm. For some reason. Now, why? I don't understand that one. How come they are? How come they
yeah.
let Cindy do the run the show to begin with? She says
and
she doesn't want this or she doesn't want that, and they give it to her.
Well, I think she runs the show anyway.
Now, yeah. I mean, there's something more than we haven't found out yet, but I'd like to know how come this family can choose what they want when it comes
mm-hmm.
to the law. They
maybe
like with this deposition. How come they get to decide whether or not they want to give
they
it?
They want to talk, yeah.
Right.
And
I mean, it shouldn't be a choice in the matter.
I feel sorry for that, Zenaida. I think she should be, you know, her life was ruined, and they don't even act like that's a big deal.
Well, there's a discrepancy on that, too, but I still feel
yeah.
like she has a right
mm-hmm.
to do what she's doing. I mean, whether or not her life was ruined or not, her name was still used.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's too much. And if Casey can't even come right out and say, like Zenaida's lawyer asked, you know, would you come out and say,
mm-hmm.
this is not
no.
the Zenaida,
mm-hmm.
then, I mean, something's wrong if she can't even come out and say that.
I
well,
think so, too.
She can't exactly just say that, though, because what if during trial the prosecution proved that, yes, she
mm-hmm.
got all this information on Zenaida. This is the Zenaida that she was casing and that she conjured up. And then, so it's kind of like she can't even really say that because what if the prosecution proves that that is the lady off of what information conjured
oh,
well, that's
up?
The point,
yeah.
though. That's the point, though, that if
yeah.
she was forced to do this, which she can't be forced to do it.
No.
I understand that she can't be, but why should her family be given an excuse just because poor little Casey hasn't went to trial yet, that's
mm-hmm.
no excuse for her family not to come in.
I know. Well, are they still going with the Zenaida did it defense? Does anybody know if they've changed that?
Oh, they probably aren't going to, but I don't know if they have or not. I think they're going with all different kinds of possibilities.
Okay, let's go back to this memorial service just for a moment. The church it was held in, I believe, seats 5,000 people. I also believe that they had some sort of Jumbotron TV outside. However, I watched part of it on the TV, and it seemed to me there were an awful lot of empty seats.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have near the big turnout that they expected.
Man,
they said,
like
I think it was about 1,200 that had showed
mm-hmm.
up.
Yeah. They were
all
yeah.
wearing their shamrock pins,
yeah.
all in support of Casey
yeah, well, they gave those
woo-hoo.
Pins.
That
was
that
means.
No,
that
no,
what
see,
that?
What it... Huh?
What does that shamrock mean? I'm sorry.
It's Casey.
Oh,
Casey
I didn't
Anthony
know that.
Loves shamrock. She has it tattooed
oh.
on her butt. And
I think they handed
her.
The pins out when they come through the door, though.
What
oh,
I said
so
is
they have to wear.
Yeah, they were forced to wear the shamrocks, but they had to pay for the Kayleanne bracelets.
Did
oh.
they really?
Come
no.
on.
I don't know.
No.
Actually, the shamrock pins were financed from the T-shirts that the Anthonys have been selling online.
Gosh. Oh, that's awful. So that's for
it's
her.
All financed by Kaylee.
Oh,
yeah, Kaylee had to give her life for this.
So they got money for Kaylee at that, right? Or was it for her or them? Or?
Well, they started, didn't they announce the foundation at the memorial, the missing foundation for missing children? Didn't
they bring that up? I don't know if they did, but they were supposed to.
I don't remember. I saw the last half of it.
What, one of the things that I find curious is just how the older Anthonys seem to not be able to walk out of the spotlight. They love the spotlight.
Oh, yeah.
And certainly the interesting news this week involves George Anthony getting involved in another missing little girl.
Yeah.
How convenient.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Haley Cummings.
Haley Marie, too.
Haley Ann Marie.
Mm-hmm. Now, Denny, I know that you've been following the Haley story. What's your take on it? Everything I've read makes this story look like an episode of The Twilight Zone.
Yeah, it's very bizarre to me, and you know, the conflicting stories, starting with where were the individuals in the house that night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, were they all in the same bed? Were they in the same room but different beds, two different bedrooms? That seems to change with each telling, and I find that a little bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, have you noticed now too that now they're saying you look at one story and they say that the girlfriend, I forget her name, Misty,
mm-hmm.
was the one that got up to go to the bathroom.
Right,
and she found the baby missing. But when she found the light on, she went back to check, and the little girl was missing.
Mm-hmm.
But now some of them are saying that it was her. I mean, it was that I think before. No, now they're saying that Haley got up to go to the bathroom, and the babysitter was in the bed, and when Haley didn't come back right away, she got up to go look for her.
I didn't hear which one it is.
I mean, this is kind of a discrepancy here.
Have they found her yet?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm talking about this night that she went missing.
This is
what she's saying, that the little girl got up. I mean, like one story says the little girl got up to go to the bathroom, and the babysitter went to go look for her when she didn't come right back and found the kitchen light on and the little girl missing. The other story says that the babysitter got up to go to the bathroom, found the light on, went back to the bedroom and to check on the kids and found the little girl missing. So which story is
it? Yeah, on that back door open with a...
babysitter. Isn't that the guy's, the dad's girlfriend?
Mm-hmm. She's 17 years old.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, though, it's still two different stories about, so, I mean, you can't, I mean, how are you going to forget?
Oh.
How are you going to say, I meant to say it was me that got up to go to the bathroom, or, I meant to say that it was her that got up to go to the bathroom. And like you said, this deal about the back door, they claim that the back door could not have been opened by the little girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was held open with something.
Right. They said, story said it was the screen door that was held open with the cinder block.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, she didn't even call 911 when she realized that the child was missing. She waited, I mean, 17 or not, you know, get on the phone and dial 911. That's a baby, that child. You don't even need to be a grandkid if you can't deal with that. It's not like it's getting a bee stuck in his nose.
She waited until the boyfriend got...
Right, well, there was one story that said when he drove up, she was standing on the outside porch, and 2 minutes later is when she called 911. Other stories said that she was on the phone when he come in. I mean, you know, if they don't have nothing to hide, then the story shouldn't have been messed up to begin with.
Well, her own mother thinks she's lying, that...
I don't trust that. Haley's mother. Haley's mother, just because she doesn't have custody, she has no clue about why her daughter's sick, and she has no clue about why she's missing school. I do not trust the biological mom. I think she's one of the only ones to not have taken a polygraph test.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
God.
She was sick. Mm. She couldn't take one. I don't think she's taken one yet. I don't trust that biological mother. I don't know why.
Wow. They had asked her to, and she hadn't got the paperwork or something for it.
Yeah, because she had to, remember, she said she had to give her child over to her husband, and she said she thought it was, you know, screwed up in court when she went, remember?
Yeah, but that just doesn't sound right either.
Yeah.
I mean, the courts is pretty well, I mean, to take a child away from its mother, there's got to be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And to put it with
they
a
don't
father?
Just take them children away from their mother.
Have you seen his record? His record?
Yes.
I know it doesn't matter because he could be an innocent person, but for the courts to take a child and put it with somebody that has a record like that, there has to be something grossly wrong with the mother for them to say,
wow.
Here, go over to this person whose record is clearly not stable.
What does he have on his record? I'm just curious.
Oh, he's
everything.
Got dope charges. He's got abuse. He's got burglary,
abuse on children.
Yeah,
and you know what?
We just
read on the 10th, they went to court about custody, and there was something to do on February 10th about the custody and violence against a child, and then 3 days later, Haley is missing. That's what I remember reading that.
Yeah, I saw George on TV.
Yeah, we have another caller joining us, someone from the 251 area code. What's your name, and what's your question for us?
This is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hello.
Hey, Linda.
Hi.
I've been listening to you, and whoever said they didn't trust the biological mother, I don't either.
Me either, I'm telling you.
I don't trust her at all. And the one that was babysitting, have you ever woke up in the middle of the night and you're half asleep and you don't really know what's going on and you have to kind of get it together? And I lean more toward her being innocent in this than I do the biological mother.
Well, you know, the biological mom and the grandma totally trashed that little girl, the girlfriend, the babysitter,
yes,
from the beginning.
Did.
They trashed
yeah,
her. They trashed
like
her. And
she
you know
is
what?
Acting, she is acting awfully suspicious, the real mother.
Yeah.
And
you
maybe,
know,
you know, she's going to be remarried real soon, and they showed her new fiancé. He was crying over the little girl. But the real mom, you know, why doesn't she have her own children to begin with? She should have had her children. And to me, that's just weird that she just let her kids go. And maybe she decided that she wanted her back.
I'm going to break in here just for a second. The switchboard is lighting up like a Christmas tree.
It's on the phone.
We have someone coming in from the 734 area code. What's your name and what's your question for us?
This is Pammy Liz.
Hi, Pammy.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. I was just listening to this the suspicion about this newest case with the biological mother, and I was thinking that I'm really hoping that that's what it is. It's something like she's taken the girl, you know, to get even, or, you know, I'm really hoping
well,
that it turns out.
Well, I just hope if that's the case that it's just to get her back and have her somewhere safe.
Yes, I mean, at least we can hope that it's that, you know.
Right.
Anytime there's a custody dispute going on, you know, it raises flags with me.
Yeah.
Denny, I want to go back to the supposed polygraphs. Although law enforcement are keeping a fairly low profile on the results, the leaks in the press, or the leaks to the press, are claiming that the father and the live-in babysitter are clean.
The leaks are.
You have to take two of them.
I'm not sold on that being the gospel truth. Anything that's a leak, it's depending where it's coming from, it can always be spun to favor someone, certainly.
Well,
and I'm not sure what they mean by past. And that there was, they're both Lily Snow White in this thing. I don't know. They might well be, but I'm not willing to accept that.
What do you think, Danny? What do you think happened?
Well, I would not doubt through the polygraph or polygraphs that perhaps law enforcement picked up some other avenues to investigate. I don't think usually the polygraph's an investigative tool, and depending on the answers to certain questions and other information that they got, they may be pursuing other angles or other leads,
mm-hmm.
and are playing it close to the vest. Now, that would be my suspicion. Not to say that they are guilty, that either of these parties are guilty of anything, but I'm just not willing at this point to accept the idea that they've just been totally cleared, if you will. I don't.
Right.
I'm not quite comfortable with that.
The father said that they told him he passed, and when they asked Misty, what did they tell her? They asked, I think it was Greta that had asked her point blank, did they use the word passed to her? And she said they really didn't have much to say to her at all. Okay,
they said they found some evidence, items of interest, but they wouldn't tell us what it was.
Right, and yesterday the law enforcement said that those items of interest had no
relevance.
Yeah.
really?
Yeah,
it has nothing to do with it.
Already, huh?
Yeah.
That was yesterday, huh?
I don't have the statistics at my fingertips, but recollection is, and I think I heard this not too long ago when Kaylee was missing before her remains were found, that the longer these things go with a missing child, the less chance there is for a happy ending.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
this is going on, what's going to
yeah.
be, a week tomorrow or a week tomorrow
mm-hmm.
night or something.
Right.
And the other thing has happened with the Kaylee case, too, is no one has indicated so far there's been any type of ransom demand, as far as I know, or any contact
mm-hmm.
from somebody who allegedly is holding
the girl. Which does come with a kidnapping.
Yeah, so I mean, all these things, an abduction, you always have to wonder, if there's an abduction, what is the purpose behind it if it's not
right.
money?
Right.
And these people, quite frankly, don't look like the types that you would go after if you were interested in money.
Hell no.
I don't think you're going to get $1 million ransom from the
family. Unless it would be like a child molester.
Yeah, there, where money is not the reason, there's another reason.
Right.
Remember that Lunsford girl not too long ago?
Yeah.
Taken from her own bed? And that one, I guess, there was a lot of speculation on that, too, to begin with. How could that happen? But apparently it did, and she was actually taken from her own
Right. It's pretty scary, and it happens, but
right.
something about this story, just from the get-go, I don't think the father, he seems pretty genuinely,
mm-hmm.
he's a very angry
upset.
Guy, but, and then reading his record was just astounding that he has custody, so the mother, God knows what she, if he's got the record he's got.
But if you read his record, you wonder. If he was that bad and got custody, you have to wonder, well, what is it that was against her?
Exactly.
They haven't said.
I don't know. Uh-huh. And you wonder, are these people in parenting classes? Are they, I don't know.
Did anyone ever find out how long they had been living there in that trailer park?
Four months. Something like that.
It's infested with sexual offenders.
I read a statistic that in a 5-mile radius there were something like 44
mm-hmm.
of them.
Yeah.
44, and over half of them were sexual offenders for being with a minor 15.
And they were checking. They were checking, trying to check on who lived there in that trailer before them to see if they had a
trailer.
Oh
yeah.
Trailer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but didn't they say they checked up everybody?
That they had been watched. And
not everybody has been checked on. Just they're still checking. Like I think one of them is on. They haven't found one certain
one
that's
been reported missing. a sex offender that has been reported missing, a 25-year-old guy.
This seems like a well-planned-out put the cinder block there to hold the door up so they can get out in a hurry.
Well, I hope we don't have to wait as long as we did with this Kaylee case.
I hope they find her.
I hope they find her, too.
That was a nightmare.
They're at least 21 days ahead of where they were with Kaylee.
Because at least they didn't wait 31 days to call.
And there's that other little boy, too, in Florida, the little black boy.
They never said anything else about him.
They haven't heard anything more. I don't believe they found him.
I don't think they have.
So they never made the biological mother take a polygraph?
I didn't hear that. I think they said that they all were cleared, the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
But
he's only two, isn't he?
Yeah.
Or maybe he has a 2-year-old mine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Right. But I know Jen will vehemently disagree with me on this point. I still maintain that there is the poor little white girl missing syndrome.
God.
No, I don't think that's got anything to do with it.
Me neither. It's just rampant in society now. It's like you hear about every night a different child.
Yes, it is, and especially in Florida.
I swear, you got to either lock your doors and triple lock them and make sure, you just can't take your eyes off of them, basically, ever.
I would love to live in Florida for the water and everything else, but I didn't realize they had so many sex offenders there.
That's pretty startling.
I mean, that would have made me move from there.
although there's, most people don't go looking, but they are in every one of our cities,
Yeah,
right.
You can pull up the little map on your computer that will show you every, there'll be a little dot wherever they are.
Well, it doesn't seem like they're televised like they are in Florida.
Uh-huh.
Is that why? I mean, I don't think, what's so sad, you wonder if it was somebody that was really poor, if they were a different race, if they would even be on TV at all. I mean, they might.
They try to keep up with them, but they can't really.
I
had read an article about that the other day, but
I pulled it up in
my area, and I'm surprised there are a few.
Okay, folks, I'm going to bring someone else onto the show. We have a caller coming in from 239. What's your name and what's your question?
Hi, this is Betty.
Hi, Betty.
Hi. Hey, how are you? You mentioned the little boy from Southwest Florida, Angie Desir, or Desir, D-E-S-I-R. He's in my county, Collier County, Florida.
Oh, okay.
And he went missing from his front yard in Immokalee, basically a farm workers' village. I live in Naples, but it's the same county. And that's been 5 weeks now.
Wow.
But, John Walsh did highlight him on America's Most Wanted.
I thought they had.
Yeah, they did, and it's been in our local paper heavy, and, when they quit the search and stuff, I mean, they're still taking tips, but no clues, and
so they
but he's not forgotten in our county.
Good.
Oh, that's good. I think about him all the time, because Nancy will kind of do a little follow-up on it, but I wonder, whatever becomes of these kids,
That's so sad.
It was well advertised here with us, the locals, and search parties and stuff. And, 5 weeks now, possibly six. But,
Simon?
Yes.
I was just thinking, we were talking about the statistics and the 44 registered sex offenders living near the Haley Cummings house.
Right.
I'm with you. I that struck me as being very high. And then I heard a guest, I think it was maybe on Nancy Grace during the week, saying that you have to remember these are only the ones who have been caught. you know, they're the registered sex offenders. And I forget the number, but the guest indicated that the national average, they're in the sexual abuse business for years before they're actually caught. So who knows how many true sex offenders or predators might be out there that we're not aware of, in addition to all the registered ones.
Right. That's a very good point.
They said the trail that the dogs had went to the water. If they had a boat there and left in a boat, there would be nothing, only what they left. And if they went by boat, there's no telling where they are.
Right. Let's go back to Haley, though. There are two connections between Haley and Kaylee. All right. One is George Anthony. Actually, three connections. We have George Anthony, we have Kid Finders, and we have our favorite bounty hunter, Leonard Perdilla, who once again has offered a reward. This time it's 25K, but will that one evaporate into thin air like the Kaylee reward did?
Well, they said this is for her alive.
By midnight last night.
Oh, there was a time limit.
I said that before.
But don't they have another reward? I had seen something on TV about there was a $35,000 reward.
I don't know.
Actually, there are a number of organizations and people that are offering money. It's just, I have this thing about Leonard Padilla rewards. they just never seem to be quite what they appear to be.
The only one was when he got her out of jail the first time. That's the only one that seemed to have anything to it.
And it makes you wonder about what he said the other night about the duct tape fingerprints being on the duct tape. You know, you wonder, is that true? Is that coming out?
I suspect that Leonard, for the most part, has good intentions. However, his mouth operates before his brain does.
I'm not quite sure I wonder if that what he said about the fingerprints, though. I mean, I hope it is true, but I think it was just a convenient answer for him to answer about it, because he always seems to have the answer about what somebody said or did in the house at the time. But it's funny that he never mentions any of it before. The convenient time to come up with it is.
Or that he's hardly ever right.
Right, exactly. That's my point.
I'm guessing he'll be hightailing it to the area with his frog men, and they'll be doing whatever Padilla's good at doing.
Well, Tim Miller's supposed to be, his crew's supposed to be down there.
Yes.
Already, too, so.
Does anyone know what Kid Finder's involvement is in this?
They're going to make flyers and shirts and flyers. They already said we're going to start handing out flyers. And I'm like, what is with the flyers? Why don't you just get on some boots and go walk around and look? You're going to hand out flyers? Gosh, darn.
Does
anyone know if they put helicopters on? Were there any helicopters up in the air?
Yes. They.
If law enforcement is doing it, there probably is.
Yep. While we have a little bit of a lull in the action, a couple of our callers have hung up, so we do have some free lines, and we would love to hear from you. Our contact number is area code 646-378-1120. So get those digits dialing and call in and ask us a question about any of the cases we've been covering this afternoon. Denny.
Yes.
You've got to have some thoughts about child abduction in general. Do you view it as a growth industry, shall we say? Or is it just that these cases are getting reported, whereas before they maybe were swept under the rug?
I think it's a combination. And I've become involved now with an organization called Innocent Justice, and they are combating, or through education of the public, about the problems and the tremendous problems with child crimes against children, particularly sexual abuse and pornography. And when I heard some of the statistics, it was just staggering. And that now with the advent of the proliferation of the Internet, it's really, I mean, there have been a lot of good things, you know, constructive things with the Internet, but there are obviously some downsides. And one of the downsides is it gives these child predators another whole arena to operate in, to look for victims and to share information with each other. And I was told by the director of this Innocent Justice Project that there are certain groups, I hate to use the word clubs, but there are certain groups comprised of some of these child pornographers and child molesters, and in order to qualify for membership or to be part of these groups, you have to produce a certain number of pornographic child photos yourself in order to gain admission. So, I mean, it's like you got to have a resume and actually a work product. And I was also told that all these people who download and view and have fantasies watching these child porn photos or films, that for the most part, they all want to actually do it live. I mean, if they had their druthers, they'd just as soon be in on the action and not watching someone else. And that in a lot of cases, just a matter of time until they actually take the plunge from watching or looking to being an active participant by grabbing their own victim. And
wow.
That's just, to me, a very scary thought.
Okay, well, the switchboard has managed to fill up again really quickly. The new callers, if you can just bear with us, we have someone coming in from area code 516. What's your name and what's your question for us?
I hate to change the subject. My name is Diane.
Okay.
And I'm wondering what you're thinking about the cremation of Kaylee.
Good question.
Cindy's thinking that we're all going to run out there and rob a grave. Is that a serious problem in America nowadays?
Not that I know of.
I mean, it just struck me as quite odd that you would think we were all going to run out and dig her up.
And they're claiming not only that, but they're claiming they would not keep the ashes in their home, afraid somebody would break in to get them.
What are we going to do with their ashes? I don't understand that at all. That is so totally foreign to me.
I don't understand that one either, because I think the public has more respect for this child
than they do,
than the family do. And I think the public would have.
It's just another way to erase Kaylee from existence.
Right.
For them. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they went and dumped her and spread her to the wind. It's just another way to erase her from everybody's.
But I'd
disgusting.
Like to know what they've done with the ashes if they're not keeping it in the house. Where are the ashes? I can't imagine doing that to my own grandchild.
They're probably in a bank security box somewhere.
Yeah,
they could
like
afford the box.
But I can't understand that either.
And we have another caller coming in from the 903 area code. What's your name and what's your question for us?
Hi, this is Karen in Texas.
Hi, Karen.
Hi. As regards to your previous caller, I hate to think that Kaylee is in another box. So that's just so distressing to me.
Yeah.
But I was calling about the Haley case.
Mm-hmm.
I think this family is getting a lot of slack that maybe, a lot of flack, I mean, that maybe they shouldn't get. You know, there are over 305 million people in the United States that live at or under the poverty level. And I don't think that should be held against them.
Well, I personally don't. That doesn't affect my opinion on it at all, because I agree with you. Just because you don't have the money that somebody else has to have a high, you know, luxurious home or anything like that doesn't mean that you would be.
Well, it doesn't mean that you don't love your kids or
right.
not doing the best you can.
Well,
and while it's not an ideal situation, I mean, I think they've been very forthcoming. They did the right thing. They called 911. They took polygraphs. They're doing everything they can. But people seem to be hung up on, you know, their socioeconomic background.
I'm not so sure it's the economic background. It's more the lifestyle.
Well, my problem is the different stories that you're getting out of them for it.
I agree. Those are distressing. But we are talking about a 17-year-old girl who I think is probably not totally with it anyway.
Well, yeah, it doesn't sound like it, but that doesn't, like I said, as far as I'm concerned, that where they live or how much money they have has nothing to do with it. My problem with the family is the different stories they're giving. I mean,
and his criminal record.
Right, and he does have a criminal record
yeah.
that he's got to look at, too.
Well, you know, that's what hangs me up. I don't care if they live in a trailer park.
I
live in a trailer park.
But there are a lot of people that live at that level, at that substandard level. And to them, this is daily, okay? They don't make enough money. They don't have proper child care. They don't have proper education. That, you know, there's a lot of things they don't have, and I just don't think that should be held against them.
Well, I agree with that. I agree 100%.
I don't hold it against them.
I mean, I know a lot of people that are at that level and are good people, very
yeah.
good people, and they shouldn't be considered any less. But,
well,
like I said, my biggest problem is the fact that they tell in different stories about what happened, and like Pickle said, the record that he's got against him is really a long list. I don't know if you've seen it, but it's a long list of
I have
things.
Seen it posted on the blogs.
Well,
and I have to wonder how it was that he was so bitter that he could get custody.
Right.
Hello?
That was
Haley.
Our question, too.
That's a pretty sad
right.
thing right there.
That was one of our questions, too. If he is got such a rap sheet that bad, how did he rate getting custody of the little girl? I mean, I'd like to see what her mother has.
So it had to be worse.
I think it's strange.
So, I mean, as far as the mother, the financial situation of the family, I feel like at least they did have the kids there. You know, I mean, it's and apparently they did try. They were given custody, so there had to be some good involved in it. I mean,
and they did call 911, and they have been cooperating.
Right, and they did.
So, you know, even
though
that
points towards them.
Even though that puts a, I mean, like, that's a good thing. I know their situation is not a good thing.
Right.
Okay?
But I see your
that's
point.
That's not that unusual.
Right.
Okay, I need to break in here. Operating this switchboard is an impossibility this afternoon.
No, please. I thank you for taking my call, and I'll let you go, and I'll keep listening.
Thank you
okay,
so much
thank
for
you.
Calling
thank,
in.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
We have a caller from the 270 area code. What's your name, and what's your question for us?
My name is Gay. I'm calling from Kentucky. I really don't have a question, just a few comments.
Sure.
I know a lot of listeners aren't well, they don't like Leonard Padilla too much, but we do need to keep in mind that he did offer this reward, and I think
right.
that he did it knowing the financial stability with the people he was going to be working with, hoping that that would draw someone out of the woodwork. And also, you know, just because, I mean, I haven't seen the guy's criminal record. I don't know what it consists of. But if it's not sexual abuse or child abuse, I don't think that it means anything. I mean, he did
send... Well, there was a lot of drug abuse.
Well, you know what? I was convicted of a drug crime when I was about 20 years old.
Yeah,
it was something that I did, and it was very stupid, and
I
regret it.
A lot of recent stuff, too. But I do believe...
But he has a violent against a child charge.
Well,
what?
He has what?
He just went to court for a violence against a child charge.
Yeah, I thought I had... I was going to say that.
Yes.
I thought I had
he did.
Seen something about a child abuse charge
that he had on him.
Mm-hmm.
The father, Ronald Cummings, he went
right.
to court on the 10th or something for a violence against a child charge, and then 3 days later, Haley turned up missing.
Who was right. the child?
Now, that I don't know. But
they don't know.
But I did read that, too. So, I mean, it's not known.
I probably have my dates wrong, but I read it somewhere.
I don't know if he's was found guilty of it or if there what the circumstance was, but I know it is on his record.
Okay.
But his record, honestly, doesn't matter. Again, I'm going to break in.
I'm so confused. I think we might have a new caller from the 859 area code, do we?
Yes.
Okay, what's your name and what's your question for us?
This is MB from Kentucky.
Hi, MB.
Hi. I was wondering if anybody knows if they have cleared the trailer out yet because they were sleeping in a tent. Does anybody know if the trailer's been cleared out with the investigators?
No, I don't know. I have no idea.
And also, does anybody know if Tim Miller is actually there? Has he been on TV and made any statements?
I think he had sent a crew there, but I don't know if he was actually there yet. But I think he had
okay.
sent a crew of his there to start
okay.
searching. But, I mean, this isn't on record either, but I think... I might be mistaken, but I believe they said that he had already sent somebody over there to start the search.
Okay. I just have so much respect for him.
I do, too.
Yeah. I just feel so much better when I know he's right there, you know, on location.
Yeah.
Instead of George. That's
yeah, I agree with you.
Okay. We're down to, like, the last 10 minutes of this show. And I still have callers we need to get to. Someone coming in from the 661 area code. What's your name and what's your question for us?
Hi, this is Lori M.
From
the blog. Hi, you guys.
Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to kind of touch back on all of the inconsistencies that Misty's giving. I mean, she went from the kids being in the same bed with her to being in the bed next to her, to being in the other room.
Right.
And then she goes from getting up to go to the bathroom to getting up to go get a drink of water.
Well, one of them. One story said that she got up. The other story was that Haley got up. So
right.
I don't know which story is right.
Well,
but
there's
I just
so
don't
many.
Understand how that can be misunderstood. I don't see how... that story could be changed.
Well, with something so basic and so easy to tell the truth on, it
right.
has to make it makes you wonder.
Exactly. That was my thought too. That's why I brought it up because I mean, either she did it or she didn't. I mean, why would she say one minute that it was her that got up and the next time the little girl got up and
right.
said,
right.
You would know that whether you was half asleep or not.
Well, and another thing that's kind of got me a little bit bugged, too, is that on one of the more recent videos of Ronald and Misty together explaining what had happened, he kind of almost sounds like he's coaching her. He had covered his microphone up and said something to her, and it just seemed really weird.
Well, like I said, that the difference in the stories and all that, that is what made me think something strange about this.
A
lot of people think she wasn't even home. A lot of people are saying that they don't even feel like she was there, that she was, like, maybe somewhere else or something.
That makes sense. That makes sense for her inconsistencies, and she's so young. Going to bed at 10 o'clock. When I was 17, that wasn't what I was doing.
Not me either.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm still trying to squeeze in as many callers as I can. We have someone coming in from the mysterious 111 area code.
Number one.
I'm guessing it's someone
like
that.
No,
I think it's Skype or someone who doesn't want to tell us. So
Hello. Is that me?
Yes.
Oh, well, I guess it's because it's long distance. This is Beast from Canada.
Alrighty. Nice to have you.
Oh, hi, Beast. Hi.
What a great name.
I just got a couple of points and the questions. First one was if anybody thought Lee's speech and the CMA reference was really bizarre. And was he really talking about Kaylee or was it Casey?
Oh, I think he was talking about Casey. There's no doubt in my mind. The minute I heard it, I told Simon, he ain't talking to Kaylee. He's talking to his sister. I mean, it was plain to read. And now his lawyer's saying that he was talking to all three of them. Why would he tell his mother that he hopes she's proud of him, or Kaylee, that he hopes she's proud of him, or that he's proud of them? I mean, he was very well talking. And what promise could he have made to them? I say that he was talking about a promise that he made to his sister.
It just totally struck me like he was talking to Casey and had nothing to do with Kaylee at all. You know, I just thought that's very morbid and really scary. Before I go, because the long distance is going to kill me here before I pass you over to my wife, I just wanted to I just forgot what I was going to say next.
Okay.
I'm going to give you over to CA now, and hey, you guys have a good day.
You too.
Bye,
Mo?
Kaylee Angel!
Oh, my God.
Okay, well,
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, CA.
Hi, guys. I had no idea. I've been put on the spot here.
Oh,
but that's
okay.
I have a question.
Okay.
Should I go ahead?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yep.
Okay, my question is, has anybody said that they have seen Kate or Haley with the girlfriend after the father had gone to work? Has anybody verified that the father left for work and had seen Haley at home with the girlfriend after the father had gone to work?
Hmm. That's a good question.
It's a great question, and I don't think anyone has the answer to that other than maybe law enforcement. The big difference in this case is that no one's really talking, right? No, there's been no accusations of any substance, so there hasn't been much reason to leak any information.
Right. No, I just, I don't know, everybody seems to be saying how the dad is, you know, so genuine and everything, and I see that as well, but at this point I'm still skeptical of everybody, and I just thought that maybe we needed to have that clarified, like whether or not the girlfriend was in fact alone with the child after the dad left.
I heard them verify that, the police verified that he was at work.
Oh, yeah. No, I, that wasn't
but
the
he could have left with the little girl. and did something before he even went to work. You see what I'm saying? I wanted to know if somebody had verified that, you know, the dad was not around and the little girl was, in fact, in the care of the babysitter, the girlfriend, the young girl, Misty.
I'm sure the police have checked all this out, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I would
yeah.
assume that they would, because he would have to, well, since he passed the lie detector test, too, I mean, I'm sure one of the questions was, you know, were you at work when this happened or something to that effect?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would think
yeah.
so anyway.
Yeah, but according to the girlfriend, she disappeared at sometime between, what time did she say, 8 o'clock and the time that she got up at 3. Like, I'm just wondering whether or not the child was even there at 8 o'clock and she put her to bed, you know, like I'm just
that's
trying to sort it all out. Yeah.
That's true. I never thought about that, but that is true. That's something to think about.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure they have all, I don't know how she would even verify it, though. But
I'm suspecting the police are trying to find out, I don't know if they have, but would want to know exactly what happened and where Haley was from the time she got out of school that day.
Yeah.
Right through the 911 call, 911 call.
Yeah, I'm sure they
right.
would.
Right, because the girlfriend can say, you know, I put her to bed at a certain time all she wants, but who says that that's a fact, you know?
Sure.
Yeah, I think at this point, the only word we have as to the approximate time of the disappearance between 8 or 10 p.m. and 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
is from Misty.
And right.
I don't know if anybody, as the caller says, I don't know if anyone else has substantiated that or helped to confirm any of it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm going to try and squeeze in one more caller before we have to end the show. We have someone coming in from 239. What's your name and what's your question?
Hi, this is Betty again.
Hi,
Betty. Hey, would they be able to ask little brother when the last time he saw his sister was? Pure and simple.
Oh, it seems like that would be a good one, but I don't know. If
you know, by a TV show.
I mean, could he?
And also for Simon, while I'm on, what do you think about Jose hiring a new PR firm and Georgie Boy inserting himself in this case?
I think George needs to be out trying to find Zanny the nanny. I think that's where his butt belongs.
Yeah, he should be.
I'm biting my lips, my tongue.
I'm laughing
too hard to
even come up with an answer.
George,
everybody.
And if I ask me to meet PR firm, I mean, good grief, the last one didn't do him any good.
George has a lot of unfinished business to do. I mean,
right.
if he's saying that Casey is innocent, then why isn't he out pounding the pavement trying to find the real killer of his granddaughter?
Because he can't
mm-hmm.
stay in the spotlight that way.
Because
right.
he's trying to get the reward.
No, I think
yeah.
they sent George down there to get him to distract everybody away from Casey's case.
That's what I
now
think.
He wants, he also, I think, in my opinion, he wants to find some similarities to plant out.
Yeah,
well, Jose, the cameras are off of their case. He's got to get a better PR firm.
I love the sentiment. I really do, and I'm
well,
sure
I'm just
we'll
gone.
Use it.
I've got to kind of make up for him.
Unfortunately, we're down to about our last
1 minute.
So I want to take a little bit of time to say thank you to everyone. Jan, thank you so much for co-hosting.
Thank you.
Denny Griffin, always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you very much, Simon. Enjoy being on your program.
Denny, incidentally, has friends in low places, but that's all for another story. And I want to say thank you to Pickles.
Me too.
It was It was great having you on the show. And a huge, huge thank you to everyone that dialed in today. We loved your questions. We're so happy that you would listen to our show. So come and visit us on www.bloggernews.net, and I'm sure we will be back next week. This is Simon Barrett saying goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone,
bye.
And thank you.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. B